News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands with a tornado watch in effect now for all of western and central Oklahoma until 11 o'clock. This is not the time for a community's warning system to go on the fritz, but that's what's happened in Oglesby. Radio Oklahoma's Ann Roberts reports.
Officials say they want those in the area to have an alternative way of receiving storm warnings until the issue can be resolved. The volunteer fire department says it will do its best to drive around with lights and sirens to warn those in the area in the event of severe weather. A technician is expected to be in Oilton this week to work on the issue.
It's believed there are 70,000 Oklahoma children who would qualify for Medicare coverage if their parents applied for Sooner Care. Voters approving expansion of the program, and since then an effort to get children signed up has resulted in 81,000 new enrollees. Parents are urged to apply whether they're eligible or not, because their kids may be. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.
The Radio Oklahoma News Network reporters and anchors want to be a force for good. That's why we have a state capitol correspondent walking the halls of the capitol daily. Since we're an Oklahoma-owned and operated company, we realize what is important to you. Education, public safety, health, farming, the environment, and tribal concerns. We are news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.